the world's largest free-flying American flag, calls Pleasant Grove its home. We're learning its story next on Western Life Radio.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Many stories, hopes, and prayers were part of building the world's largest free-flying American flag. Kyle Fox with Follow the Flag tells us its story.
Yeah, the first one we flew still is large, but not like the one that we call Big Betsy. The first one that we flew was a 30 by 60. That's what you see flying at Macy's, which is a big flag. Don't get me wrong, but the Big Betsy is 6.5 times larger. She's a quarter acre, which is 78 by 150. And so you're talking 5-foot stripes, 5-foot stars, and 400 pounds. And so, yeah, getting that thing up on the mountain and across the canyon on a line and unfurling it on the fourth, that's a big task. And even bigger, taking it down in the wind. We try to avoid that. So it's the biggest free-flying American flag in the world. You will see bigger flags that are on the football field. There's some that you've seen maybe on the Hoover Dam, but those don't necessarily fly, and those actually are in separate pieces of fabric that they buckle or zip together. So this is the biggest to ever fly. So it's one piece. Yeah, we fly it across the 1,100-foot gap on a Rocky Mountain canyon, so it free flies up there, and it flies vertically, and I don't think there's any better setting to fly America's flag than up in nature like that.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.